Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalet, where you're dealing with AIDS by the Mishnah, third to the bottom line. Okay, the next word says hakein, which is a nest, right? A nest, sheberosh, ha'ilon, shel hekdesh. The nest is on the top of the tree that belongs to hekdesh, right? You want that nest, right? So lo nanin, you're not allowed to have hana from the wood of the nest. Not allowed to do that. The low maulin. But if you do, you're not over me'ila. In other words, it's not me'ila d'oraita. It's not me'ila d'oraita. However, it's me'ila d'orabana. Okay? Why? Why is it not me'ila d'oraita? Because we said, a nest is not good for anything. It's not good for a mizbeach because it's not a carpet. It's not good for bedek habayit because you have to break it in order to make bedek habayit be able to use it, according to Rashi. And according to the other ones, I don't know how to explain it. And since you have to ruin it, what kind of donation is that? Therefore, it doesn't work for bedek habayit either. Therefore, there's no me'ila, but midraban on this me'ila. Sheba Asheira. Let's say there's a nest in an Asheira tree. Right? A nest in an Asheira tree. You want to get those birds. You want to get those birds. The birds are not a avodah zarah. Only the trees are avodah zarah. So what do? Yatiz bakana. Yatiz bakana means you hit the nest with a stick. Yatiz bakana. Says Rashi. She'im einu yachal lahagia biyado lakan. If you can't go climb up the tree and take the birds yourself, why can't you do that? Because you're not allowed to have hana from an asheira tree. So you can't climb up the tree. So yapil bekana hakein. Well, all right, let the stick hit the bird, hit the nest, and the nest will fall down by itself. Abelo yalo ilan v'igachedu. You're not allowed to climb up that tree. Why not? Shlo yehena mina ilan. Ali also. You can't have hana from the tree while you climb up. Kisha olala. Gemara farish mayat. Okay. Then the last line of the Mishnah, which is not a controversial statement. We're not even going to talk about it. Hamakdash es hachoresh. Somebody donates a forest, maalin bekulo. You're over me'ila anything in the forest. Okay, okay. Here we go. Ready? Itmar. We learned in an unrelated context, completely unrelated, in Avodah Zarah. The rule by Avodah Zarah is as follows. Avodah's kochavim, an idol, it's an idol. Now, idols are asur b'hana. So let's say you have an idol, shenishtabra me'eleha. It broke by itself. The idol was in the... It broke. So Rabbi Yochanan says the idol is Asur Bahana. Rish Lakish Amar Muteris. Rish Lakish says the idol is Mutar Bahana. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know why it's Asur Bahana? The lo butla oved kochavim. Because the guy was not mevatel the idol. Right? In order for an idol of a guy to become Mutar Bahana, the guy has to be mevatel. Just because it broke, it doesn't mean the good bubble. Rish Lakish Amar Muteris. Rish Lakish says no. The fact that the idol broke, by definition, is mutter. Why? Mimer Amar. The guy's going to say he gufalo matla. He couldn't even save himself. Who did he matla? He's going to save me. When I need him, he's going to come through for me. He can't even save himself. What kind of idol is this? So when an idol breaks on its own, that's by definition a bittul. Okay? Now what does that do with what's going on? Me'ila. Here we go. Says Rish Lakish out of a hat. Eisvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute. What did the Mishnah just say? The Mishnah just said, Hakein Sheperos She'ilon Shel Hekdesh. If the bird's nest is on the top of the Hekdesh tree, Ein Nanin below Molin. The Ein Molin. That statement we're not discussing. Let's send the second one. The second one was, Sheperos Sheba Asheira. If the nest is on top of an Asheira tree, what do you do? Yatiz bakana. You hit it with a stick. My love, aren't we talking about what's going on here? You have an Asheira tree. What's an Asheira tree? An Asheira tree is a fancy idol. Now, a bird came and started before they were already broken pieces of the tree that the bird used out of his nest, to make his nest. Right? The bird took broken pieces of the tree and made a nest out of it. Doesn't that show? What does that mean? That means that the Asheira tree broke. Because if the Asheira tree didn't break, how could the bird make a nest? So the Asheira tree broke.
cherry tree grows.
And what happens over here? Right? My lav, it bar migufa. The leaves of the branches of the net are made from the branches of the tree. Dikatani. And what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Yatiz bakana. Right? Meaning what? That it's mutter bahana. Right? Everyone holds. Once the you're allowed to take this brand. You're allowed to take this net. How come you're allowed to take it? Obviously, says Rish Lakish, the nest was made from the tree itself. And what does that mean? That means it's a broken tree. It's a broken tree. There's no more Asherah. And therefore, you can go take it. Right? The Gemara's going to answer, why do you have to use a stick? Why don't you just climb up? Right? That's going to be the Gemara's next question. Depends who cuts it down. The guy has to cut it down. Right. No. The bird did it. The bird did it. The bird made a net. Right? Right. Correct. But it's not, but it's broken pieces. So by the fact that the Asherah tree was not able to protect itself, the bird was able to come and make a nest out of it. That's a bittul. And therefore, says the Mishnah, go get it. Oh, so that's the Gemara's answer. So that's the question. So Rish Lakish, see, I'm right. Once an Avodah Zarah has bittul, has it's ruined, even by a bird, even by itself, that automatically is a bittul. The owner comes back, I can't believe what just happened to this tree, my idol. The bird was able to take a nest out of it. Couldn't even stop that. How's it going to help me? So it's an automatic bittul. That's why the Mishnah says, go enjoy the nest. You can go take it. Question is going to be there. Why can't you just climb up then? Why do you have to use a stick? I think we're going to answer that question in a minute. So what do you see? Don't you see that Rish Lakish says, "Aren't I right? Aren't I right that a destruction of an idol is an automatic bittul? Aren't I right?" So, lo, that's not the no. The answer is the icy etzim alma. No, the branch, the wood for the net came from somewhere else. That's the answer. It came from somewhere else. So the Asherah tree is still intact. It's still Usur. And it came from somewhere. How did the Neth come from? It didn't come from this tree. It came from a different tree. It came from somewhere else. Correct. Exactly. Now the Gemara asks the following question. He's a bird watcher. And he was watching. Over the course of a few weeks, the bird kept bringing little branches from somewhere. And before you know it, there's a nest over there. So it's not so far-fetched. We've had worse. So I guess that's a but. But it's not broken. It is nature, right? It's not broken. It's part of nature. Okay. Now, ihachi, right? If that's true, that the nest came from somewhere else, then in the Reisha, Amai shel Hekdesh, ein nenin ve'ein malin. Then why in the Reisha can't you take the net? What do you say in the Reisha? The Reisha, the Mishnah said, right? Hakein shebarosha ilon shel hektish lo nen v'lo moala. You can't have an off from it. But if you do, you can get, oh, that's the Rabbana. What's going on there? Oh, you can say, the Reisha's talking about that the nest came from the tree itself, and the Sefer's talking about that the bird came, the nest came from somewhere else. That's a little bit far-fetched to say. So if that's true, why in the Reisha is it Usur? So the Gemara answers, Ella, rather, it must be bigidulin haba'a la'achar mikan. These are branches that grew after the tree was made hektish. That's why this is going to be usur. V'savar v'kasavar, and our Tana holds ein molin bigidulin. You cannot have me'ila with things that grew afterwards. Right? So if the tree had one branch, then you amatish it, and then it grew a second branch. There is no me'ila on that second branch. It's asr bahana. It's still asr midrabanan, but there's no chiv of me'ila. Therefore, right. So the question returns. The question comes back. That's Rish Lakish. I must be right. I must be right. We're talking about branches that came from the tree itself. If that's true, I must be right that a destruction that happens by itself is an automatic bittul. I must be right. Says Rish Lakish, Hachi nami mistabra. I'll prove to you I'm right. It makes sense I'm right. Disal gadaitach, the icy me'alma, if the branches came from somewhere else, amayat is bekana. Why do you have to get a stick? Lishkel hit mishkel. Go take it yourself. Right? Go take it yourself. Therefore what? Really, it must be. It must be. What must be the case? It must be that the nest was made from the Asherah itself. Right? What? If the nest was made from the Asherah tree itself, however, you still can't climb up. Why can't you climb up now? The Asherah tree has been demoted. It's not an Asherah tree anymore. It must be, even though that's all true, they must have made some gzeira that you shouldn't climb up, because then I would think you can climb up in a different Asherah tree. Right? So they don't want anyone climbing Asherah trees, because they don't want anyone getting into that habit. But it must be, I'm right, that you could, is that what he says over here? Yeah, I think Rashi says that. Where am I? Hachirai Mistabra. The Mashma, Shial, I'm sorry. If it's true that if branches came from somewhere else, why do you have to use a stick? Lishkale b'mishkal. Just take it with your hands. Right. So that's what I said before. Right. It's a gzeira. In other words, says Rish Lakish, I must be right. The branches came from within the same Asherah tree. So why can't you just climb up? The reason you can't climb up is because we don't want people climbing Asherah trees. So we made a gzeira. The gzeira is, you can't climb Asherah trees, no one's going to differentiate the broken, the branches came from here, they came from somewhere else. So to make it uniform, there's no climbing up trees. However, the rule is still correct. That what? That a Asherah tree that got broken on its own becomes mutter. Right? And that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. L'olam de'aitzim me'alma. Really, I can tell you the branches came from somewhere else. Uma yatiz. And what does it mean you are hitting? What does that mean? Yatiz efrochim. You are hitting the birds for the babies. Right? The babies are mutter no matter what. Whether it's an Asherah tree, whether it's a hektish, the babies are mutter. Forget the nest. The nest might not be mutter. The babies are mutter. Whether you makdish the tree, or whether the tree is an Asherah tree, the babies in that nest are mutter. The chicks are mutter. There's a shayla about the chicks. That's what you do. You want the chicks. So, what? Because the tree is also bahana. The tree is still an Asherah tree. That's a biyochanan. The Asherah tree is still an Asherah tree. You're not allowed to climb up. It's a Asherah tree. Where'd the nest come from? It came from down the block. So why do I need a stick? Therefore, it's still usher. So what am I doing with a stick? I want the birds. I want the birds. I don't want the nest. I want the birds. Very simple. Very simple. It's such an easy answer. Really, it's an Asherah tree. Really, you're not allowed to climb an Asherah tree. Why? Because by climbing it, you have hanah. You're not allowed to do that. What am I hitting the tree for? I'm hitting the tree because I want the birds. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov v'Rimya, Efrochim kan v'kan mutarin. Beitin kan v'kan asurin. The birds, in both cases, in the case of Hektish and in the case of Asherah, the birds are mutter. The eggs, in both cases, are usher. Says Rashi, it's the second skinny line before the lines get wide. Bein be'ilon shal Hektish. Bein be'ilon shal Asherah. Lefi she'enon tzrichin le'ilon, she'parchin mikol makom she'rotin. The birds are not usher, because they don't need the tree, they can fly wherever they want. Avol beitim kan v'kan asurin. Beitim are usher. Why? Mishud below 90. They can't move. Utzrichi le'ilon. Since they need the tree to stay alive, to incubate, ki'ilon atzmo dami. They're like the tree itself. A little bit of a stretch, but we all hear it. Right? Therefore, they can't. They have no independence. Therefore, they need the tree. Therefore, they're puppets of the tree. Therefore, they're usher. And the last line of the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, im efroch et tzricha le'iman kibetzim dami. If the birds are so young that they still need their mother, then they're also usher. As Rashi says, shadayin lo gadla. They didn't grow up yet. No tzatzan, they're feathers. The ain and yichol lefroch, they can't fly. Kibetim dami vatsiri, they're just like eggs and they're also. Make sense? That was actually quite hard. No, they need the mother. They need the mother. They have no. They can't leave. So they need. They need the nest. Once they need the nest, they're like buckled for the nest, and therefore the nest is also. They're also us. That was quite difficult. Okay, next. It's also not easy. Hagizbarin shalakhu etim. If the gizbar buys wood, the gizbar in the basement, they're making the, I don't know, something's broken in the basement, you need wood. There's two things that's going on here. First of all, you need wood. Second of all, you need guys who know how to use the wood. You need workers. There's two things that you need. So hagizbar and shalachu etim, so if they get wood, malin the etim. The wood becomes kodesh. Right? They bought it with hektish money, the wood becomes hektish. What? Because they ain't malin, but you don't have hektish, low b'shifui, now with the sawdust, below binaveha, now with the leaves. Why? That's all bottle. Rashi says why. Low b'shifui, it doesn't say why. Oh, they didn't buy that. Exactly. Okay, ready? Here we go. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel makes a very difficult statement. He says like this. Bonin b'chol, the achar kach makdishim. Whenever the Beit HaMikdash would build something, they would build it as chulin, then there'd be makdishim when it's done. They'd have a big ceremony, hereby inaugurating something. When it was being built, it was all chulin. Okay, it's a long Rashi here, but it's worth reading it. The first Rashi in the Gemara. Klomar, kishehin bonin b'vedek habayit, when they would build something, b'vedek habayit, right? They're building a room, something broke, they're building a table, whatever it is. Not a table, we're talking about buildings. Hayu konin kol tzarchei habinyan mamon. They would buy all the material. What? I'm getting there. They would buy all the materials, mimos shel chulon, with chulon money. Oh, or, hayu lochin kol tzarchei habinyan ba'amono. They would buy all, I think amono means credit. They would buy everything they need on credit. And that includes the big kashi has to be the salary. How are you paying these people? How are you paying the workers? So, after the building was built, then there would be makdishin. After it was built, they would bring money equivalent to the building, and the increase of value that the workers made, and the salary, They would transfer people. They have a building campaign. So I'll give $1,000 for that building. So my name is going to have a plaque in the basement. I'll give that. So what did they do with your $1,000? Your $1,000 became Kodesh. You donated the. They would redeem the $1,000 on the building itself. Right? I'm not sure which building. The base. Hamikdash itself. Some building there. The money now went to Chulin. Now they could use their money to pay salary, to build, buy wood, to buy supplies, right, to buy whatever they needed. Upar mehen tzchar umnin, and they would pay the workers, mimashechilu hashevach sheshbiko umnin b'vinyan. They would pay the workers on this transfer of kedusha from the money onto the building. Uparin laosan shalavu mehen mos shalfulin shenenu behen tzarki abinyan, olosan sheheminu lehen tzarki abinyan. I'm not sure what that means. Again, it's some kind of transfer of kedusha. People would show up with money to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. That money's kodesh. They had to make it unkodesh so they could buy stuff and pay everybody. Once all that is done, then they could re-sanctify the building. Okay? That's basically what's going on. Okay? Basically. It's kachi bedek habayit. It's not kavanos, right? But it's no question it's kodesh. When you walk into the bank, okay, I want to donate this chair, right? What happens to the chair? It becomes kodesh. So you don't say that. You say, yeah, I want to donate $1,000. Yes. It was the same thing. Same thing. So here I am. I come with a check. Here's a check. I give it to the Kohen. This is because I heard they're making a new addition. I want my name on that plaque. Here it is. Here's $1,000. Now they can't do anything with that $1,000. What? But they need to pay a worker. That's not, so they're not allowed to pay the worker from this money. So they have to transfer the Kedusha on the money, then pay the worker, and then at the end they can make every, the building will become Kodesh. My time, it says the Gemara. Correct. My timer, what's the reason for all this? Because man de misnadev mos, when somebody donates money, makdish lahu, he's makdish the money. It's kodesh. The amar tichul kedushas mos abinyan, right? That's why we say the money for the building should become redeemed. The yahiv lahon l'um the mitzharan. Then we can give the workers their salary. Okay? Here's the kasha. The kasha is Vesve. There was a kasha. The kasha is like this. Every year, they would set aside 368 money of Ketores. They only need 365, because there were only 365 days in a year. What'd they do with the extra three? The extra three were what was used for Yom Kippur. However, right, that's the extra three were used for Yom Kippur. However, on Yom Kippur, it wasn't a set amount. It was however big the Kohen Gadol's hands were. So at the end of the year, you can have left over, so it was more than enough for the fattest Kohen Gadol there was. The question is, what if it was a small guy? So he didn't eat so much. His hands are very small. So it was left over. Now, the rule is, you can't use last year's stuff for this year. So they had leftover Ketores. What would they do with it? Okay? What would they do with it? That's the question. That's the issue. Right? Okay. So, Meshve. We have a Brisa that says, now, what we just learned was, when you have something Kodesh, you want to make it into Chulin, what do? Transfer the Kedusha onto the building, then it becomes Chulin, and you can sell it. You can give it away. Whatever you want. We're going to have such a complicated thing that you need to do with the leftover Ketores. What do you do? Moser HaKetores, the leftover Ketores, right? Nahal Yosimbo. What do they do with it? So, Hayumafrishin Mimana, Hayumafrishin Mimena, they would separate it. Schar Ha'omnin, for a salary, let the guy fix something. So they need to give him, pay him something. Pay a Ketores. Right? Spices, it's very expensive. Umechalin osa almoz ha'umnin. They would transfer the kedusha on the salary. Venos denosa l'umnin. They would give it to the worker. Uvechazman venot lenosa mitruma chadasha. Then he would re-donate it back to the Beis HaMikdash. Then they would pay him cash. So what? When the whole transaction's done, what happened? The Beis HaMikdash got the Ketores back in the new year. And they keep on using it. Right? That's basically what it is. I think so. I think it's very difficult. I think you paid him with the Ketores. Okay. They would set aside money, transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the Ketores. No. Ketores already caught it. Yeah. Well, what does that mean? No, there's too many steps. Do it much easier. You can do it like our mission said. Just transfer the Kedusha of the Ketores onto the building and give it to them. Then they want to do it in the back, call a kavod. Why are you doing all this? That's the Gemara's answer. Why transfer the Kedusha of the Ketores and the money? You're doing two steps. There's an extra step over here. Damai. Why are you making it so complicated? Lich le'abinyan. Just transfer the Kedusha of the Ketores onto the building. Once you do that, the Ketores becomes chulin. Now, if the worker wants to donate it back, all the kavod. If not, then it's not. So the Gemara answers, delo ikka binyan. Right? There is no building here. There's no building project right now. Right? The Gemara says, Bamos Amun Ketoni, but there are workers. So why are there workers if there's no work? Right? Why are there workers if there's no work? The workers are here, right? They won't turn on the lights because it's not in their job description. That they won't do. What are they doing here? There's no workers. There's no work. What are the workers here for? So there's nothing. So the Gemara answers, There is work that has to be done. However, dileka binyan kishir mos. The work that needs to be done, the minor repairs, doesn't equal the value of the ketores. That's why you can't trade. It's not a one-to-one trade. Right, exactly. The one tile that you can't fix, right? The lady makes the guy crazy. But that one tile is not worth the price of the ketores. It's not a fair trade. However, that's not a good answer. You know why? Because Amar Shmuel, said it's irrelevant. You can transfer Kedush, Hekdish can do this. They can transfer $1 million on a dollar. So why can't they transfer very expensive Ketores on the very small job that the worker is doing? That works. Why can't you do that? So the Gemara answers, yes, but the average you can do it, you can do Lechachilo. Gemara answers, that's only b'di'evet. Lechachilo, that doesn't work. Okay? That's why it's not an option. So how do we end off? Therefore, they had to deconsecrate, make Ketores chul in this very complicated way. They couldn't do it in the easier way, because not always was that available. And to use Shmuel's kula, I shouldn't use a kula like that. So they made it more complicated. So what? Right? Now, our case, we're talking about now, they built this big building project. So there's a sure enough building, enough workers, and enough kedusha to go around to make everything chul in lechatchila. Good? Very good. Now, they could just verbalize it. Because Rashi said when someone comes to the Beit HaMikdash, they're donating it to be Kodesh. Nobody wants to say, oh, my money is paying the janitor. Nobody wants that. I want my money to be used for the right? Nobody wants that. So they're not foolish. They want people to donate. No, your money's Kodesh. What they do with it afterwards, not your business. Right, but you know human nature. If you say, who wants to donate money for the Aron HaKodesh? People step up. Who wants for the toilets? Nobody comes for that. So, I know. Exactly, but the pot is Kodesh. That's the point. The pot is Kodesh. So nobody wants to hear that. But listen, we're taking your money and we're paying the guy to sweep the floor. Nobody wants to hear that. That's how Rashi said that. The Gemara said it. Everybody comes, they want their money to be Kodesh. Nobody wants their money to be chulin. Now, the Beit HaMikdash needs it to make chulin because you can't pay people the hedge money. So the Beit HaMikdash has to go through crazy hoops to make sure it's chulin. That's fine. At the end of the day, we're going to have a Beit HaMikdash over here. So that's fine. But to get there, we have to make some of the money chulin. So when you're having a big building project, you could do it. Every year with some leftover ketores, you can't do it. But the evidence, why should we stick to the evidence? We'll do it in a very complicated way. We'll take the money and I don't even understand it all. We deconsecrate and give it to the worker, I'll give it back. Whole complicated thing. Right? But you gotta do what you gotta do. When there's a building project, you don't have to do all that. You can do much simpler. Amar of Papa, or Papa Amar, another reason why they would be matish the building at the end. This is a simpler reason. But Papa Amar, Haina Taiba, the Bona Bechol. The reason why they would be matish the building at the end is because Lo nitna Torah l'machi asharis. Torah wasn't given to angels. Torah is given to human beings. Imagine, tell a worker, listen, you have to work on that stone, but you can't touch it. You can't lean on it. You can't. It's an impossibility. Why? Because if you lean on it, you overmeal it. You don't have enough of it. So you have to work on it without. It's impossible. Well, there's probably word Jewish. Still going? I'd be surprised to find what? The tour guide said that the bells of Israel had been in his life. Not one aspect. The entire thing was built by Jews. What? So make it very simple. Amri, Dilma Boy Lemizga, Vizaga Alaihu. Maybe they're going to have to lean on, they're going to work a hat on the whole day. They're going to sit down for a second. If it's Kodesh, ishtakech de kamael bekedusha. So they just over meila. Therefore, they would have it be coolant first, so that you can work all you want. You can say it, you can rest, whatever you want. Doesn't make a difference. Once it's done, then we'll make a kodesh. Very practical. Right? Tanan, we learned. So 1 minute. So we learned in our Mishnah, Hagizbarin Shalakhu et Ha'etim, how did the Mishnah start off? We said, when the Gizbar took the wood, right? Molin behen, you over Me'ila. And David asked me, what's the Chiddush in that? Right? And I said, because the ain't Molin, love a Shifri, love a Nivui. You're not over Me'ila in the sawdust or in the leaves. Now, my Molin behen. Why over Me'ila? Hachanami, same story. We have it Bechol. Why don't you buy, if they can work on the stones and make them into woolen and make them and be over Me'ila, so the same thing with the wood. Right? Amri, Dilma Bayal Mizgav, Itzaga Alayhu, Mishnagach the Kamal Bekachim. So what's going on here? So why in our Mishnah, why would they be so foolish and get the wood to be over Me'ila? Why would they do that? So Amr Papa says like this. No. If it's a big building project, right, it'll take a few months. The chances, we're not angels, we're regular human beings, the chances of being over Me'ila are guaranteed. They're virtually guaranteed. However, what we hear, Ibe Eitzim, the Mikan Be'ele Chachanami. If it's a big building project, you're right. You're right. Ela Kitra Masnitan Be'eitzim Diome. Nah, I just need the one for today. What, as Rashi says, the last Rashi, Shaddai de Lubnos and Bobayom Shalachot. And you have to do one little repair, it's going to be done today. Tehashta, Lekala Meshach, Dilma Asilumiz Galayu. There's no Cheshash is going to lean on it. Hoel, Ubana Lahula Alter, Bobayom Babinyan. It's going to be done right now. It's a 20 minute thing. It's just to fix one little thing. I need the wood. So to do all these hoops on the off, not ready, it's an off chance. If it's a big project that's going for months, you're right. That's a big mistake to make the Kedusha now. The meal's going to happen. These guys are human beings. They can't, it's impossible. One little thing, so make sure you be careful. One little thing, you be careful for the day. Therefore, if they would buy it, they'd buy it the right way with Kedusha. They'd be careful. It wasn't going to be really a problem because it's going to be done in a little bit. And it was all good. Big project, chances are you're going to be over Me'ila. So therefore, they would do the Kedusha at the end. Right? Hajjallah, to say one thing, you see from here, There are people in Yerushalayim that will not touch the Kotel for this reason. They will not touch the Kotel because they don't want to have enough. They won't lean on it. They will not lean on the Kotel because some people do that. You know, they put their head down, like they're leaning on it, and they're crying. People won't do that because it's a chashash of Me'ila. The question is, why is it not a chashash? Why is that a chumrah? So what? It still has kedusha. No. Departed, so that's you're getting into a big machlok. It's a whole bit. I don't know if it's such a far fetched chashash. It's not the outer wall of the mountain, it's the outer wall of the higher bias. The outer wall of the higher bias. What? Correct. Higher bias is a mountain, and it was enclosed in. Correct, but it was enclosed, that was enclosed by Herod, right? And it became infused with some type of kedusha. What? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Huh? Has Kedusha. I'll give you an example. I'll say, the question, what's the Kedusha the outside wall? What? So what? Even on the higher bite, there are places where you're not allowed to go. That raises a separate question. How deep does the Me'ila go? I think we're going to get to that soon. In other words, the wall, let's say the wall is 1 inch thick. So, it's the wall. Let's say it was the wall that makes that make sense. Let's say it was the wall. But you would agree it's Kedusha, right? What if it's 1 inch thick? What if it's 4 feet thick? How about the outside? The Me'ila is leaning against it. Exactly this Gemara. You're leaning on the rock. You're leaning on the rock. You're supporting yourself. There's a bigger kasha. The bigger kasha is, another kasha is, can you benefit, listen to this kasha, can you benefit from the shade that the base is given. That the answer is you can. That's a specific Gemara. There's no Me'ila on smell. I'm going to come to the base and smell the geshmak of the Ketoret. There's no Me'ila in that. There's no Me'ila in smell. There's no Me'ila in sight. And there's no Me'ila on the shade. No, there's no Me'ila on shade. Because why? Because I'm not touching anything. I can't be over me'ila by looking at the base of mikdash. What hana I'm getting, it's so beautiful. There's no me'ila. There's no me'ila in smell. There's no me'ila in shade. Leaning, why is leaning against it different than sitting on it? It's no different. It's supporting itself. That's exactly what we just learned in this Gemara. The guys are going to be working. They're going to rest for a minute. They're going to lean their arm. They're over me'ila. But why is the me'ila climbing up a tree? The answer is there is. But you're getting hana. It's not tangible. You can't put a price tag on it. That's also true. It doesn't make a difference. It's me'ila. So it's a big shot. It's a big question. I think most people are not mocked with that. Most people are not. Where did you say that? Yeah. Right. No, you're going to rest because you're hot in the sun. That's what. You're going to rest. Bottle, sitting will do nothing. You're going to sit betula. You're going to sit. Doesn't mean bottle? Oh, I'm sorry. But shade of the binyan. Is that possible? All right. We have to be tzarachin in that. We'll get back to you. I'll have Michael do it tomorrow. All right. Everyone have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.